This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Peggy Weeks, the author of the book, A Mix of Two Worlds, Nature's Best from the East and the West for Optimum Health. Peggy, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you, Eric, for having me.
And you're quite welcome, and thanks for your time. So for starters, can you tell us what A Mix of Two Worlds is all about?
Okay, so A Mix of Two Worlds, actually, my book encourages people to get back to the basics, to the place where it all began. We know that, you know, many years ago, our forefathers, you know, when the earth was created, that nature was intended, you know, we had plants, we had fruits, and this was intended for people to use to improve their health and for nourishment and stuff. So what I'm doing is trying to encourage people to get back to the basics, get back to nature, to use it as a preventative means, or, you know, or if they have issues, to use nature as a cure. In addition to that, I also encourage people to also use various natural modalities, such as things like massages, going to a chiropractor, and just using all these different things to make our lives better, and using natural alternatives and mixing both natural alternatives from the East as well as from the West, because we have natural alternatives from both sides of the world, and you can blend those and use them together, and will help you to pretty much get optimum health.
And I couldn't agree with you more on that. Now, if you would explain what you mean by illness-based care and wellness-based care.
So illness-based care pretty much is what's happening these days. It's that you get sick, you go to the doctor, and the doctor writes a prescription for you to help you get better. With wellness-based care, what you're looking at is to prevent, to intervene, and to be to be innovative in terms of taking care of your health. And instead of you just going to doctor, you're being reactive. So wellness-based care wants you, the patient, to be more proactive than reactive. So we are here to prevent problems before they start. So it just pretty much, in order to get that, it depends on your quality of care. It depends on screenings that you do, and just so that you can be better prepared and to pretty much prevent. It's all about prevention. You don't wait until you have high blood pressure before you go to the doctor. You try and prevent getting that. So you take all the different sequence of steps that you need to make sure you do not end up having an issue if you know that, you know, there's something that's about to happen. And this can be done by, you know, having screenings prior to going to a doctor before there is a problem.
Why do you think that it's important for people to look at natural alternatives? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Okay. So, again, as the name suggests, natural alternatives, natural medicine, deals with stuff coming from natural sources. So it's plant-based. There is no synthetic drugs. You know, the plants, again, have certain chemicals and extracts that are beneficial to our bodies. And these extracts that they use can be helped to fight certain health conditions and to help to make you better. It helps to boost your immune system and helps to fight off different diseases. And this is a way better solution than having to have a drug, synthetic chemical that was created that is not, you know, going to help your body. It's going to help you at some point temporarily. But then what happens with that is that it helps you in one area, but then it creates a problem in another area. And that's not what you're looking for when you have a problem. Your problem is to get back to where you were, like to get your body working again, not to have your body working. One area is the problem is solved one way, but then there's a problem another way. So we want to use and look at different natural alternatives that can be beneficial to you, not just temporarily, but, you know, in the long run. It's not going to create any side effects. It's not going to create any additional problems for you, but it's going to work with your body because these things were put there, the, you know, natural alternatives, whether it's a modality or whether it's a plant, if you use these properly, that they can work for you, and they can work for you very well, and in some cases even better than the synthetic drugs that they have. So, you know, there's always something other than what you may be getting from that's being prescribed to you. Because if it's being prescribed to you, it's not natural. If you're getting something, most of these things, you can either grow them, you can have, it's all about being, you know, using natural stuff. So I think it's definitely to your benefit to pretty much look at all the different alternatives there are, exhaust all those sources before you then go to get a drug that can have negative effects.
Today we are joined by Peggy Weeks, author of the book, A Mix of Two Worlds, Nature's Best from the East and the West for Optimum Health, here on eHealth Radio's General Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, what are some of the benefits of using natural alternatives?
Okay, so as I said before, that with natural medicine, what's used in them? It's natural ingredients. It's plants. It's nothing synthetic. So that's one of the main reasons. Again, it's cost effective in the sense that, you know, there aren't a lot of companies putting in a lot of money into these natural products that are there for people. And the cost, it's a lot cheaper to produce than synthetic medicine. If you go to see a natural massage therapist or a chiropractor, again, you know, it's not something that is going to be, like, extremely costly in terms of getting this. Usually you have, you take these drugs, more than likely there's usually no interaction or reaction with food, so it's not like, oh, you know, you can't have, in some cases, there's some types of medicine that you can't take with certain fruits because it's going to cut down on the efficacy of the particular drug. Now, with a lot of these natural alternatives, that doesn't happen because you can use these things and it is likely that there will not be a reaction with food. And again, it's usually... it's all about, you know, is it readily available? It will always be readily available. You do not need to have a prescription to have access to these particular products. And you don't have to have a referral to go and see, you know, this is not you're waiting on a referral to go and see a specialist. You can go and see a massage therapist. You can go see a naturopath. You can go and see a chiropractor. You know, you have all these people who are readily available to you there that you can go and see, and you do not have to have any long waiting. You don't have to have a lot of money in order to pretty much have access to these services and products.
And certainly does make a lot of sense as well. So in what way can people be more proactive with their health?
So the reason that people actually need to be more proactive with their health is because a lot of times people may think, oh, I'm not feeling sick, I don't have a disease, so I'm healthy. But that actually does not mean that you're healthy. You need to be on top of these things. So you need to exercise. Again, we've heard quite often of how beneficial exercising is. And there are a lot of benefits that you can get from exercises. It helps to clear your mind. It helps you to function better in your work or whatever you do. It helps you to sleep better. And another thing, if you get sick and you were in the habit of exercising before, it tends to aid with your recovery. It makes it much faster. You need to watch your diet, what you're eating, what's going into your body. Remember, your body is the vehicle that you're using through this life, and what you put into it is what you're pretty much going to get out of it. So you have to be aware of your diet. You have to exercise. You have to try and avoid stress. Stress, major killer. You don't want to, you know, find ways in which that you can relieve your stress so that you don't end up having any stress-related illnesses, again, which is mainly like cardiovascular. Use different alternatives such as the massages. You go to have an acupuncture. Use natural products. You know, you try to be more into cooking or eating at home as opposed to going out. You do not have to wait until you're sick. You have to learn to listen to your body. There are scans that you can have, which is one of the things that I offer, is to give people a body scan. It's painless, it's non-intrusive, and it gives you a lot of information that you can then in turn act on. So the whole thing about being proactive is that you need to catch and correct something before it becomes an issue. So you need to know what's going on with your body, be in tune with it, go and have a scan, go and have a test. They have live blood cells. They have different sorts of stuff that they offer out there that people can go and to see exactly what's going on with them. You don't wait until you are feeling something before you go to the doctor. The doctors don't deal with healthy people. They deal with people when they're sick. So you need to be able to stay. Your objective when it comes to being proactive is to remain healthy so that you do not have to go and see the doctor. So that is what it means in terms of being proactive with your health.
Well, Peggy, it certainly has been good to have had you. A lot of good information here, a lot to think about as well, and we can't thank you enough for giving us good information here to better our health and to reach that optimum health that everyone wants. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a final word, or a tip here that you'd like to share with the listeners in conclusion?
Yeah, what I would like to do is actually, I would like to encourage people to remember that they have to remember that their bodies, in essence, it's their means of transportation through our journey of life. And therefore, how we maintain our means of transportation, which is our bodies, will dictate whether our ride through life will be bumpy or smooth. So I want them to remember that.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on your book, where they can make purchase, and how one could get more information on you as well.
Okay, so if they visit my website, it's www.peggyweeks, and it's Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y, Weeks, W-E-E-K-E-S, .com. And you can go on there and you can connect up with me by sending me a message or, you know, arranging a consultation. I do offer a free consultation, 20-minute consultation, so they can sign up there and they can find out more about the scan that I offer, which is very quick and painless. It's about 2 minutes for the actual scan, and then I can go into doing a review of the scan that I offer. So that is where they can reach me, at www.peggyweeks.com.
Again, Peggy, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Thanks for all the most helpful information shared here today on the program.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Peggy Weeks, author of the book, A Mix of Two Worlds, Nature's Best from the East and the West for Optimum Health. And for further details, visit PeggyWeeks.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode. that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.